USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tens of millions of Americans are facing extreme heat today through the rest of the week. The heat expected to stick with folks through the rest of this week with very little relief in sight until next week. Dr. Jeanette Neshwa on ways you can avoid heat exhaustion.
Number one, the most important thing is limit your time outdoors. It only takes a matter of minutes before you can start to experience some of the heat-related symptoms. Also, you want to be careful between the hours of 11 and 3 where there are most UV rays are emitted and also where it's the hottest. So be careful during 11 and 3 p.m.
The White House says President Biden will sign executive orders on climate change this week. The president attending a climate change event in Massachusetts tomorrow. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 754 points today. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The Senate continues negotiations on a slimmed-down version of the CHIPS Act, which aims to increase U.S. production of critical semiconductor chips. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, warns inaction on domestic chip manufacturing could set the country back for many years.
If we allow other nations to lead the way on chips, the days of America leading the world in scientific innovation, the days of America being the leading economic and military power in the world, may actually be over.
Chip manufacturers are supporting the slimmed-down version of the bill. The Manhattan District Attorney is dropping murder charges against a bodega worker. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg dropping the charges against Jose Alba in the fatal stabbing of a man who attacked him inside the bodega on July 1st. The DA's office saying it couldn't prove Alba wasn't justified in his use of deadly physical force. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
As inflation continues to affect our pocketbooks, there's one group that may be feeling it a little bit more than others.
Red-hot inflation is stifling millions of U.S. households, but the rising price of everyday necessities has squeezed one group particular, retirees living on a fixed income. Experts say today's inflation could ultimately push more seniors into higher tax brackets as a result because of what is likely to be record high cost of living increases.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. President Trump is reacting to a move made by the Pulitzer Prize Board.
Former President Trump says the Pulitzer Prize Board is, quote, running cover for the biggest reporting failure in modern history. The board rejected multiple requests by Trump to rescind awards given to the New York Times and Washington Post. The two papers were honored for reporting on Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The board said on Monday it conducted a review and saw no reason to take the awards back. Trump blasted the decision, saying in part that the Pulitzer board has taken away any shred of credibility it had left with its response. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
More than a half a billion dollars. That's how much the Tuesday night Mega Millions jackpot is worth. No one's won the grand prize in months, so a win now is worth $530 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.